Isabel Allende is one of the best-known writers to come out of Latin America. She grew up in a distinguished family in Chile. But when her uncle, President Salvador Allende, was killed in a military coup, she fled. In exile, she honed her skills as a writer. Today, Isabel Allende is a U.S. citizen, one who finds special poignancy in the date September 11th.
On a Tuesday, September 11th, 1973, we had a terrorist attack on our democracy, sponsored by the CIA. And the long tradition of democracy ended and was replaced by a military coup. We didn't know how brutal our own military men could be. We have a lot of mythology about who we are, but when it comes to practical things, we usually are not very consistent with the idea that we have of ourselves. For example, we think that we are very civilized. We thought that we would never have a military coup, that that kind of stuff happened in banana republics, not in Chile. And when we had it, it lasted 17 years, and it was brutal.
There is this tradition that you write about of liberal reform in Chile, and I think that's not widely known. You talk about a century ago, and there really were liberal democratic government forms in Chile that seemed to have gotten the same kind of response then, I suppose, as Salvador Allende's government did in the early 1970s.
Yeah, Chile is a country that is very conservative in nature, very Catholic, but we have always had a tendency toward center and center-left governments. And Salvador Allende was a Marxist, a socialist, and he was a candidate to the presidency four times before he was elected. And when he was elected, he represented a coalition of parties of the left and the center called Unidad Popular. And today, after we defeated the dictatorship in 1989, we have had 14 years of another coalition of parties of the center and the left, which is called Concertación. And right now, we have a socialist president who is a statesman, and he's doing a great job. Chile is one of the countries that is doing the best in Latin America by far.
There's a kind of a horrible parallel, isn't there? That Tuesday, September 11th in 1973, and the September 11th that is on everybody's
mind.
Which
was also a Tuesday.
Yeah. That has to have had a kind of personal relevance for you, a resonance that day.
It's one of those karmic coincidences. In both cases, it was a terrorist attack. In both cases, it was on a Tuesday, September 11th, almost at the same time of the day. And one of them was sponsored by the United States. The other one happened in the United States. It is a chilling coincidence, I think. And in my case, in the first September 11th, I lost a country. On the second September 11th, I think I gained a country because for the first time, I felt that I belonged in the United States. I could relate to what people in the streets were feeling, that feeling of fear, of unsafety, of vulnerability. The feeling that we can't control what's going on, that life is a very unsafe place.
And if only we would recognize it, the feeling.
We
is
had a hint of it on September 11th, and then we forgot because we live very privileged lives. We live in a bubble. But most people all over the world for millennia have felt that feeling that everything can end any minute, that our children can go hungry, that a bomb can fall on our house or something can happen and everything will be destroyed in 1 minute. Most people feel that way.
Is there a lesson then for us in the experience you've had to go through twice of attack and frankly, resurrection as well? You resonance this ability to come back and reinvent yourself.
Well, I think that one thing that one learns is not to be afraid. Fear is a natural thing, but we can't be afraid of being afraid. We have to start being afraid when there is a reason, and we shouldn't be overprotected because this is not a safe place. I mean, we are in this planet and it's not safe. So we have to live with that.
How do you feel about American democracy now?
I used to be very proud of it. Not anymore. It disturbs me because I see signs that I have seen before. I see the slow chipping off the individual rights, the right to dissent, the right to oppose to whatever the government is doing. And that bothers me a lot. I think that's the beginning of something very serious. We have become the most powerful country that ever existed in the history of humankind. We can use that power for good, or we can use it for bad. And the only people who can decide that is the American voters, the citizens of this country, who elect the governments and who are ultimately responsible for what we are doing in the rest of the world.
Isabel Allende. Her books include The House of the Spirits and her new memoir, My Invented Country, A Nostalgic Journey Through Chile.